ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says those on the minimum wage should not fall behind. The comments from the Prime Minister follow his government's submission to this year's annual wage review, which calls for the minimum wage to match inflation. Business leaders have been quick to push back, though, warning that wages are one of the persistent cost factors businesses are facing, and there's a risk it'll weaken the labour market and possibly fuel inflation. Andrew McKellar is the Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Good morning, David. Great to be with you.
You raised the same concerns about the impact of the minimum wage increasing last year. The sky didn't fall in. Inflation's been coming down pretty steadily and pretty fast, really. Why should we listen to you this time?
Well, I think there's a number of factors that have to be taken into account here, David. So, I mean, last year we put forward a higher recommendation than we are this year. The Commission last year granted a very big increase. So in terms of the minimum wage last year, it was around 8.6%, well above the rate of inflation. And, you know, what we're looking at the moment, we're seeing data we released with Westpac Industrial Trends Survey for the March quarter just yesterday. That shows that business conditions have got markedly tougher since the December quarter last year. We're seeing orders dropping away. We're seeing investment moving sideways. We're seeing a real sense of pessimism for many in business. And importantly, labour demand is also starting to drop away. So when you put those things together, when you put that together with the fact that inflation is coming off, 4.1% in the last figures, it's expected to go lower when we get the March quarter figures next month. Productivity has been incredibly weak over the past 12 months, in fact, possibly negative. When you put all of that together, then we think that an increase of not more than 2% is the right outcome.
2%, I mean, inflation at the moment is over 4%. Yes, you say it is coming down, but how do you justify calling for the lowest paid workers in Australia getting a real wage cut?
Well, I think here, I mean, let's not forget, you know, last year the increase was well above the rate of inflation. And when you look at
that,
the,
does come after many years when it was, when increases were below the rate of inflation.
Only 2 years prior to that. In fact, if you go back earlier than that, in fact, increases in the minimum wage were running above inflation. But the other thing here is, of course, you've got to take into account productivity. If you look at the national accounts on that measure, it's been very weak, possibly negative. That is a big factor. If you look at what's happening out there in business conditions, it's getting much harder for businesses to employ people. And I think for those on minimum wage, it's much better to have a job than to watch others getting a pay rise when you are at risk of losing your job. And I think that is also one of the fundamental protections for the lowest paid in Australia. We want to keep the Australian economy at or near full employment for as long as possible. And at the moment, wages growth is becoming an issue for business. We are seeing hiring decisions being wound back. Up until now, businesses have been generally reducing hours worked or overtime, but now it's starting to cut into hiring decisions.
What about the issue of inflation? Because, you know, wages is one of the biggest costs for many businesses, often the biggest cost. Will they be forced to put up prices and fuel inflation if this this claim from the government goes ahead?
Well, I think what the government is putting forward is one thing. What the ACTU is saying is another thing. And only yesterday afternoon we saw the ACTU putting in a submission for an increase of 5%. That is, again, well above inflation. And I think, you know, what it says to me is that the ACTU has learnt nothing in the past 12 months, and they've probably remembered even less. You know, their submission at 5%, it's basically an open letter to the Governor of the Reserve Bank submitting that interest rates should be held higher for longer. If we saw an outcome like that, then, and if that became the standard in the economy, then the risk is, of course, that is going to keep input costs rising more than they need to. And that, of course, will feed back through into inflation and keep interest rates higher.
We often see these what look like ambit claims, I guess, with the ACTU urging 5%. You're saying 2%. The government's saying 4%. Is that where you reckon we'll end up, 4%?
Look, I don't know. I mean, that's in the Commission's hands. What we hope is that they will look at the decision that they made last year. And if you go through that, there was some underpinning reasoning that they put forward. Some of the data that they relied on has been revised since then. So I think they've got to take that into account. And I think they've got to correct for the errors that they made in last year's assessment. That's why we think a number of 2% is justified. So let's see. I mean, you talk about the government's submission. At the moment, the inflation rate is 4.1%. There will be, a new figure released next month. I think most commentators think that will be lower. Mm-hmm. So let's see what that comes in at.
Andrew McKellar, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, David.
Andrew McKellar is the Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. This is RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.